Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast calls for scattered showers, much warmer today, a bit breezy at times, temperatures in the mid-60s. On Monday, cloudy with rain, 55 to 60. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you. In a story in the Republican American this weekend, Kanan is exploring affordable housing. They did that during a meeting, town officials offering quite a few affordable housing opportunities. As listeners to a housing forum Monday learned, there's still a great deal for more. A virtual information session facilitated by Jocelyn Ayer of the newly formed Litchfield County Center for Housing Opportunity drew nearly 30 residents. The state is requiring all towns to submit housing plans by June. Committee members were Ashley Brighetti, Dalton Jackier, First Selectman Charles Perotti, Michael Pallone, Will Perotti, and Mary Beth Weybreck. Ayer is assisting them in the exercise. She emphasizes this will be a guidance document and have no regulatory authority. Affordable housing is considered housing that which costs less than 30% of a household earning 80% or less of the area's median income. In Canaan, that's 595 households earning below the median income. She said the state says the town has 162 units, or 10% of affordable housing, when combining Wongham Village, Beckley House, Station Place, and some homes where the owner qualifies for second mortgages. The Norfolk Food Pantry has received help from the Boutel School. An excited Boutel School students stocked shelves at the Norfolk Food Pantry as they concluded their Poverty Awareness Month activity. Students and staff donated more than 300 personal hygiene items to the Student Council Health and Hygiene Drive. At the same time, they added non-perishable food items collected during the annual Super Bowl food drive. During the drive, students placed their donations in one of two boxes representing rival teams. This year, the Bengals trounced the Rams 157-68. Students were taken to the pantry at the end of the school day to stock the shelves so they can see the impact their generosity has on the community. New York State Senate will investigate utility companies, power producers, and all because of the steep bills. Steep hikes in energy costs have hurt residents around the Hudson Valley, and the state Senate is now eyeing the companies dishing out those high bills. State Senator James Skoufis on Friday announced the Committee on Investigations and Government Operations, which he chairs, will be looking into the recent spike in utility bills. He received a bill from Central Hudson in December that was 10 times her normal bill, according to a constituent, saying that when she first called Central Hudson to complain that her bill must be in error, a person she spoke to agreed, and she was promised an adjusted bill. The investigation could include a public hearing in Albany at some point. When the investigation is concluded, the committee will recommend changes, including both legislative and regulatory steps that should be taken. In Massachusetts, finally, some action. The state has given Waterworks warning over the compound in Housatonic drinking water linked to cancer. The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection has ordered the Housatonic Waterworks Company to present by April 4th a proposal for reducing levels of a disinfectant byproduct linked to cancer in its drinking water. Failure to meet that deadline or be granted an extension could result in legal action, quote, including but not limited to criminal prosecution, court-imposed civil penalties, or civil administrative penalties, end quote. That according to a March 3rd notice from the Drinking and Water Municipal Services Chief in the Western Regional Office of the DEP. It also could result in the utility landing on the Federal Environmental Protection Agency's list of water systems that have not fixed problems requiring action. Well, bucking the trend that you're ditching masks all over the place, Great Barrington has now voted to keep its advisory until weather warms. Town health officials will continue to recommend that people wear masks indoors, possibly until the weather warms, or until there are signs that the coronavirus has dropped away further. The Board of Health decided last week to keep its mask advisory, acknowledging the sharp decline in caseloads and the inconsistency of masking rules locally and nationwide. Housatonic Valley Regional High School will be hosting pediatric ages 5 through 11 vaccination clinics coming up on Friday, March 11th and Friday, April 1st from 3 till 7 in partnership with Griffin Health. They're open to the public. No appointment is necessary. It's only for pediatric ages 5 through 11. No adult 12-plus doses will be available. A parent or guardian must accompany the child ages 5 through 11, and only the pediatric Pfizer vaccination will be administered. Some meetings going on in our tri-state region. In Sharon, the Housing Plan Steering Committee has a meeting scheduled for tonight at 5:30. Tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen at 3 p.m. Planning and Zoning Commission comes up on Wednesday at 5:30. The Energy Environment Commission at 5 p.m. on the 10th, and the Sewer and Water Commission on the 10th at 7 p.m. In Salisbury, coming up tonight, 5 p.m., the Board of Selectmen at 5:30, Planning and Zoning Commission. Coming up tomorrow at 5:30, a special meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. On Friday, March 11th, at 8:30 in the morning, a special joint meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission and Inland Wetlands Commission. In North Canaan this week, coming up today, the Board of Selectmen meets at 7 p.m. Coming up on Wednesday, the Board of Finance regular meeting at 7:30. In Falls Village tonight, the Recreation Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. Coming up on March 10th, the Board of Education Budget Workshop 3 for the 2022-2023 spending plan will be at 7 p.m. In Kent tonight, the Park and Recreation has a regular meeting at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Kent Sewer Commission has a regular meeting at 4 p.m. The Zoning Board of Appeals, a regular meeting at 7 p.m. Coming up on Wednesday, ARPA Assistant Subcommittee regular meeting at 4:30, and the Conservation Committee Commission regular meeting at 7 p.m. And on Thursday, Regional Recycling Task Force regular meeting at 10:30 in the morning in Kent, and the Planning and Zoning Commission regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, tomorrow at 5 p.m., the Wastewater Committee has a Zoom meeting. At 7 p.m., Planning and Zoning Commission has a Zoom meeting. And at 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission has a Zoom meeting. In Millerton, New York, a workshop meeting is being held tonight at 6 p.m., a Planning Board meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. In Hillsdale, Town Board meeting comes up tomorrow at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They've got a tapas menu and specials every night, interlakenin.com. Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,614.80, the NASDAQ at 13,313.44, and the S&P 500 at 4,328.87. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.